Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. This is Joe. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm going to be talking to you about the importance of vision. Today is part four. Let's just jump in and start. There are many people today living in the wrong place. Why? God's been speaking. And what happens is God speaks all the time. And sometimes we get told something too long. Well, God told me back in 1989 I was going to do this. Well, that's been a while. What did he tell you lately? You know, God's still talking. What did he tell you lately? You know, he told the prophet to go out in the wilderness and hide and said, camp out by the creek. I'll send the birds to drop food in your head. So every day, birds were dropping food on the prophet's head. And one day, the creek dried up and the birds didn't show up. Well, he's getting kind of thirsty. He's getting kind of hungry. God shows up and says, hey, it's time to go into town. I've got a widow woman there that's going to take care of you. You're kidding. No more bird dropping food. No more creek. Why? I'm doing something a little different. Get up and go. We've got to learn how to listen to God every day. We listen to God every day. We talk to God, he talks back. There's nothing strange about that. Now, like this, Romans 4:17. Vision has to be spoken and it has to be declared. God called Gideon. What God was going to, he said, he called Gideon what Gideon was going to become, not what he was. Judges 6:12. Gideon, you mighty man of valor. Gideon, he was not a mighty man of valor. But if you read Judges 6, the whole story, the angel comes from heaven, speaks to this kid hiding in a hole, trying to stomp on some grain and make a biscuit so he doesn't starve to death, because all his family's wimped out. He's the wimpiest member of his tribe. His tribe's the wimpiest of the whole Israel. Israel's wimped out, and they've run for their life now. God's looking for somebody to show himself strong in, and he picked Gideon. So the angel lands next to Gideon and says, God sends an angel to say, hey, you mighty men of valor. And Gideon argues with the angel. Buddy, you made a wrong turn coming out of heaven. There's no mighty men down here. I'm a wimp hiding in the hole, stomping on some grain so I can make a biscuit and not starve to death. Again, the second time, he said, hello, you mighty men of courage. What's God doing? Calling him when he's going to become. That's how God. One day God said, light be, and light was. How did light come from? Well, somebody said it. God always says things before it happens. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. And you know, as a parent, I got two responsibilities. I'm to punish that which is evil, but I'm to praise that which is good. If you read Romans 13:1-8, it talks about two things all parents do. I'm to keep you from doing stupid. I'm not going to let you just do anything you want. You can't stick that coat hanger in that outlet. You're going to light up like a Christmas tree. Don't do that. You can't touch that hot stove. It's going to burn you. I'm going to praise you for what you do. And man, that was great. I appreciate you cleaning up your room. I like the way you did the dish. Man, look, you did go with your homework. We are to confront and we are to praise. Two things. Because man's made in the image of God. And you need to think about this. God has four angels around the throne that don't do anything except praise him. Four angels with six wings and eyeballs on every side of their head. Very strange creatures. All they do 24 hours a day, as we know a day, is they cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. They volleyed that across. Then the other angel volleys back, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All those four angels will ever do for eternity is praise God. God created four angels that will never do anything except praise him. God likes praise. The Bible says God inhabits praise. So if God needs praise, we need praise. People say, I don't need praise. Yes, you do. If you're made in the image of God, God needs praise. Man needs praise. Revelation 4:6-11. The Father talks about the Father praised his Son right before he faced the devil, Matthew 17. When Jesus came out of that water, when he got water baptized, God stuck his hand out of heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. What do you know? My son's about to face the devil. The devil's been looking for him for thousands of years. He couldn't find him. It was a mystery. He was hidden. But I'm about to reveal him today. And so Jesus goes off in the wilderness, squares off against the devil, whips him three times. It is written. It is written. It is written. He whipped him with the word of God. So the Father knew, the Son knew. Jesus, this is, I've told kids all their life, Jesus had a vision for his life. Every human needs a vision for his life. If you're reading Philippians 2:7, Jesus knew where he came from. He laid down his glory in heaven, took on the body of a man. Where'd you come from, Jesus? Heaven. Jesus knew why he was here. Luke 2:49. Mom and dad have lost him for 4 days. They find him in the temple, and Mary's upset. Why have you done this to your father? Now, Jesus said, I know ye not, I need to be about my father's business. Jesus knew where he came from. Jesus knew why he was here, and Jesus knew where he was going. It says in Hebrews 2:2, Jesus knew this. Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was setting before him. Jesus had a vision for his life. He knew where he came from. He knew why he was here. He knew where he was going. Every human needs to know that. You need to know where you came from. I keep photo albums, you know, around the house all the time. I took pictures of family reunions, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your grandparents, your great-uncle. I want my family to know you came from a family tree that's full of nuts and flakes and good fruit. We got all kinds of people in our family. There are no perfect families, so quit trying to brag. But know where you came from, know why you're here, and know where you're going, because God is going to order your steps. God's going to direct your path. He's going to show you things to come. So God is so good. God sees the end result. You know, it says in Psalm 139, verse 15 and 16. This is the scripture. It says, you watched me, God, as I was being formed in utter seclusion. As I was being woven together in the dark of the womb, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day came to pass. What's God saying? I saw you before your mom met your dad. I saw you. I had a book in heaven with your name on it. I saw you coming. I know what I've got planned for you. I know the plans I have you, says the Lord. I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. God has good plans for everybody. But the problem is, Satan's the god of this planet, 2 Corinthians 4:4. John 10:10, he steals, kills, and destroys. So once you hit this planet, hell's here. And that's why prisons are full, hospitals are full, orphanages are full. People say, where's God at? He's in heaven. There's a laser light show going on. It's air conditioned. It's really nice. God's not down there. God is not allowed on this planet unless somebody invites him. We call that prayer. That's why we're supposed to pray without ceasing, pray all the time. What's going on? I need to pray this to pass. So once you get a vision for your life, you realize something. How's this going to happen? God has shown me something. I think I'm going to do this. What's going to happen? Next, you got to get busy. You're going to put your hand to the plow, and you're going to pray every day. Father, I thank you for surrounding me with a shield of divine favor. Why do you need divine favor? Because there's some people down here that don't like it. Listen, God did it for Daniel. God did it for Joseph. Wrong color. Wrong culture, wrong language, wrong everything. But they ended up running the countries that tried to enslave them. God said, I will give you divine favor. I will surround you with a shield of divine favor. People will like you and not even know why. Why? Because you got a job to do. We're down here. We're gonna storm the gates of hell, Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm going to build a church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against us. What are we going to do? We're looking to set people free. Get people saved, lay hands on sick people, visit people in prison, give water to thirsty people, give food to hungry people. We are the salt and the light of this planet. That is one of the biggest visions you can get for your life. What are you here to do? Be a blessing. I'm to leave everybody better than I find them. I'm to leave every situation better than I found it. I'm like Jesus. If I meet you, I'm going to leave you better than I found you. And that's a vision for life. So how is God going to do that? Well, God promised to order steps and direct our paths. Psalm 37:23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. What's he doing? He's making that vision come to pass. I don't make it happen. God makes it. But I do acknowledge that. And I do get involved verbally. God, I thank you. God, you got a plan for my life and you're bringing it to pass. My job is to be obedient. If I'm willing and obedient, I will eat the good of the land. That's in the powerful Proverbs 20:24. Proverbs 20:24. The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? What do you realize? I don't know everything, but I know God's got me where I need to be. I just know that. I know God knows exactly what I'm thinking, where I'm going. He's been there 5 minutes before I've been there. He's been there ahead of me. God's seen me 3 days from now. God's seen me 3 weeks from now. God's seen me 3 months from now. I like this. Proverbs 16:9. We make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. We make our plans, but the Lord determines. You got to make a plan. That's a vision. What's your plan? What's your vision for your life? I don't have one. Well, nothing's going to happen. What's your plan for tomorrow? I don't have one. Nothing's going to happen. We make our plans. The Lord orders our steps. We make our plans. Well, what if I don't have a plan? The Lord won't cheat. He can't order the steps of a person that doesn't have a plan. Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. What do you do? Father, I thank you. This is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You're going to order my steps, direct my paths. You're going to surround me with divine favor, Father. I go where you want me to go. Father, wherever I am, I'm there by divine appointment. Whether it's a mess or a blessing, I'm there to either fix it or enjoy the blessing of it, Father. That is what I've been called to do. Then John 16:13. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. He won't speak of his own authority. Whatever he hears, that will he speak. He will tell you things to come. He will tell you things. What's going to happen when the Spirit of God comes? He will tell you about things to come. Why? God doesn't want you to be surprised. God sees tomorrow and he'll tell you because we're his children. He'll order our steps. He'll direct our paths. He'll guide us in all truth. God deals with this. Vision is critical. Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. So I tell every person. I've done it as a parent. I've done it as a businessman. What has God called you to do? What has God called you to do? And you need to be able to spit out an answer. I believe he's calling me to do this. Are you there yet? No, but I'm on my way. God's ordered my steps and directed my paths. I am on my way. And that's how we get there, guys. Everything starts with the vision, and God is the author of all things. God bless. Thank you for listening. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.